Welcome to Zion's Saturday Call to Sunday Morning Worship, presented by 105-year-old Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill, Alabama, raising the call to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in Baldwin County. We are a church of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, which grew out of Norwegian Lutheran pietism more than a century ago. God's call to worship is simple and straightforward. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's Psalm 29, verse 2. You and I are not worthy to come into the presence of our Heavenly Father. Believers from the very early days of worship have confessed their sins, their inadequacies, and their decisions which have separated them from God. Lutherans share a public confession each Sunday morning. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore we come for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for His sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, God promised us to hear this kind of prayer. Psalm 145, verses 17 through 20 explains, "The Lord is righteous in all His ways, gracious in all His works. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy." When we worship together, we affirm the great doctrines and teachings of the historic church by reciting one of the creeds of the faith. The Apostles' Creed states, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen." During the Saturday morning devotional, we have been broadcasting now for several months. We have been looking at worship with specific passages that relate to worship. Today we are looking at results. What should we be looking for as a result of worship? The context is Jesus talking about the end of the age. The Lord tells a parable in Mark 13, verses 34 through 37. The coming of the end is the it that Jesus is talking about. Here's Jesus in verse 34. "It is like a man going to a far country, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to keep watch." So we have a man who has substance. He has things, and he has servants, and he is a boss. The word for servant is the Greek word doulos. We have that word coming into English. It is our word tool. These servants are in a way the man's tools, tools used to accomplish his tasks. So, we learn that he is going on a journey to a far country, which means he will be leaving his own people. He will be a traveler in a foreign land. This land is far away indeed. He tells his household to continue on with their daily tasks. Jesus uses a word that we translate keep watch. These servants are to stay vigilant and watchful. We might say that they are to keep alert and keep awake, the idea being that the man wants everything in order the moment that he returns. So Jesus continues in verses 35 and 36. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming. In the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. Watch, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. The sense is that these servants have jobs in the household, and those jobs need to be done. The one thing that they are not to do is lie down to rest. The man doesn't want to return and find his people sleeping on the switch, so to speak. Jesus told this parable 2,000 years ago, but we understand about sleeping on the job. People who sleep on the job lose their jobs. I suppose in Jesus' day, employees would be fired for not following directions, but if you were a household slave, you could be beaten or imprisoned or something like that for insubordination, not doing your job. And this is the parable. Parables are used to explain a point. What is Jesus' point? He's not talking about slaves, and he's not talking about masters. Jesus is talking about readiness. How do we know this? Because of verse 37. Jesus says, "And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." Jesus' point is that people need to stay awake, to be alert, to be ready for the return of the boss. In broader terms, Jesus has been discussing the end of all things. The discussion revolves around Judgment Day or Day of the Lord's return. Jesus is concerned that his followers would be ready whenever that day comes. He does not give a year or a month or a season for his return. He just says that the end comes and you and I need to be vigilant and about the task that he has given us. Well, we have been talking about worship for a number of weeks each Saturday morning. We have looked at a number of scriptures that help us understand worship. Today we have just a few verses and they talk about being ready. I don't know if Jesus will return during worship, but I can tell you that the Holy Spirit has revealed that worship is an important commodity. We have been talking about community worship. Jesus in Matthew 18:20 spoke about community worship. For where two or three are gathered together, Jesus says, in my name, I'm there in the midst of them. The Holy Spirit convicts of sin and draws people to the Lord, but the Spirit has two primary tasks: to make the Lord Jesus real to people and to build the body of Christ, the church. The early Christian church was not composed of individuals as much as of a fellowship. In Jerusalem in Acts 2 verse 42 we find that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. St. Paul explained to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1:9, that God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. You and I need fellowship. There is a need among the body of Christ to fellowship with one another. We call one kind of fellowship activity Sunday morning worship. Yes, there are other fellowship activities, but Sunday morning is especially valuable because in the words of 2 Corinthians 8:4, we receive the gift and the fellowship of ministering to the saints. That is, we can love people in Jesus' name as we are gathered together in that name of Jesus. The Apostle John was particularly concerned with bringing people into fellowship in order that the Father and the Son, Jesus, might be shared. John says in 1 John 1:3, "That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have," what? "Fellowship with us." And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. If you and I are not in fellowship, we have lost the opportunity to fellowship with one another and with God himself. We have lost the opportunity to build one another up. We are asleep at the spiritual switch and fail the test of vigilance and readiness. How can we answer the Lord if we are in the wrong place when the time is right for Him? Stay awake and do not despise the Sunday fellowship. Need a place to worship? We will have a pew for you tomorrow at our 10 a.m. service in beautiful Silver Hill. Well, let's listen in on Zion congregation members talking about some of the elements of worship at Zion Lutheran Church.
What was the question again?
How does worship on Sunday change things for us for our week?
Good, and you feel less stress.
Change hearts. Okay, I've already mentioned some. And I think that being with other Christians, realize that you can read, do that, and you can read, but you still don't have that interaction with other people that you love and admire.
I always think of where he says, pray without ceasing, and I find myself doing that at work when I have a quiet moment or when I have somebody that I'm helping with something and I'll say a quick prayer for them with the problems that they've brought to me, or people that I work with when I know that they're struggling with different things. I think of that pray without ceasing, and I find myself just with quick prayers all day. It just leaves me open.
I think that by starting your week in worship in your church, then it equips you to deal with the stresses of life. And exactly, you know that the Holy Spirit goes with you, and if you turn to Him and ask for Him to place His hand on your heart and in your life and to lead and guide you, then God will use you, and that's what He wants to do.
Just try to stay home on Sunday sometime.
Change your heart.
Yeah.
Well, of course, if you don't go, you don't get the stimulus that you need.
It takes a stimulus to change hearts. In order to hear the Holy Spirit, you got to come to worship.
Well, I tell you, I believe it picks your soul up.
And it
gives you pep, I believe.
We are coming to the end of our time together. Let's share the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, please receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Zion Lutheran Church invites you to liturgical worship. We use the familiar classic common service, which has been a choice of a variety of Lutheran church bodies for the last century. Got more time? Come to Sunday school at 9 a.m. Want midweek Bible study? Join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for an hour of study and a time of prayer. Are you a lady? How about considering our monthly women's Bible study at 10 a.m.? Call Zion Lutheran Church for details at 251-945-5209. And men, think breakfast before work, complimentary breakfast. Our Men's 710 Breakfast and Speaker Fellowship meets at 7:10 a.m. on the second Tuesday of the month. Zion is located a block off State Highway 104 at 15875 4th Avenue at 7th Street in beautiful Silver Hill, just across the street from Silver Hill School. Zion Lutheran Church is a congregation of the AFLC, the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in America. Specific information about Zion Lutheran Church can be obtained at www.lutheransinsilverhill.com or by calling 251-945-5209. Goodbye, and God bless you until we meet again.